This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, President Bush began a visit to Rome. It's the opening of a weekend tour of Europe to honor Allied forces during World War II. The president will also focus on the actions of a new generation of soldiers, those fighting in Iraq. Mr. Bush met today with Pope John Paul at the Vatican. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president. And Don, what happened at this morning's meeting?
Well, they met privately at the Apostolic Palace at the Vatican. The Pope was seated and clearly very frail. Afterward, each made a statement, the Pope first, and he was really, really hard to understand. He spoke in English, he read from a script, but he paused frequently. His hands were shaking as he held the papers. At one point, though, the Pope urged a quick return to sovereignty for Iraq. And I'll quote from a Vatican transcript here. He said, "It is the evident desire of everyone that this situation now be normalized as quickly as possible with the active participation of the international community, and in particular, the United Nations." Now, the Pope was a strong critic of the war in Iraq. He did also today, though, praise U.S. humanitarian efforts around the world, including in Africa. At the end of his remarks, the Pope did say aloud and pretty clear, "God bless America." The president then presented the Pope with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the highest civilian honor that the U.S. bestows.
The president didn't make any specific remarks about what the Pope had said?
No, except that he did say that the U.S. is working to restore freedom and human dignity to Iraq. And he told the Pope that he is respected, admired, and much loved in America.
Now, this is a country, Don, where there were huge anti-war protests. Have there been more protests as the president arrived?
Yes, not as large as some of those we've seen in the past, though more are expected later today. And the Italian government has expressed real worries that things could turn violent. There are police on every corner. You have to wind through them as you walk down the sidewalks. Prime Minister Berlusconi has publicly urged anyone protesting to do so peacefully. Berlusconi, who of course supported the war and strongly supports President Bush, said that he hopes that the protesters will show maturity and understanding of history, a reference, of course, to the long friendship between these two countries. Also, this presidential visit today here comes on the 60th anniversary of the day that American troops rolled into Rome during World War II and liberated the city.
Another 60th anniversary comes up this weekend in France, the anniversary of the invasion of Normandy. The president is heading there next, and he's going to meet with another critic of the war, French President Jacques Chirac. What will they have to talk about?
Well, they will talk about that UN resolution that the United States wants to get passed, supporting sovereignty for the interim government in Iraq, though Chirac wants to make sure that it is true sovereignty. Ultimately, though, both the White House and the French seem intent on moving beyond their deep differences over the war. Also, on Sunday, really the emotional core of this trip, the president goes to Normandy to mark that 60th anniversary. A lot of veterans of the battle will be there, and in that speech, look for the president to again make the connection at Normandy between the fight against fascism and totalitarianism in the last century and the war on terrorism today.
Thanks, Don. That's NPR's Don Gagne in Rome.